As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Burt Show.
Hi, Romeo. So she's in your sights now, but you're not real sure if it's appropriate or not.
Yeah, here I am again with another dating bit. But this one's a little different. And I don't know if you guys remember, but a few, maybe years ago now, I told you guys a story of when I was in high school. And there was a teacher who was very young at that time. She happened to be, I think, 25 when she started teaching us in high school. I was 17 when I first met her. And I thought she was the most beautiful woman ever. I was just like, oh my God. But you know, like, you're in high school, so you almost feel like it's this like high school teacher crush kind of situation.
Yeah, it's kind of inappropriate and illegal.
He took the word out of my mouth. Yeah.
At that time.
What do you mean?
Because now.
Ah, you're of age.
I'm of age.
And how old is she again?
She's now, she was 25, so she's 5 years older than me, so okay. She's got to be 31.
Okay.
Yes. 31. 26.
Wait a second. That math is not math.
It doesn't. He added a year.
17, 25. That's an 8 year difference. So you're 26?
Yes.
Plus 8 is 34.
Well, no, she was 23.
Ah.
Yes.
She clearly wasn't your math teacher.
No. Definitely not.
I hope she was your history teacher.
Yeah, no, okay. Yeah, the math wasn't mathing there. There you go. Okay. Now, yeah, so she was 23. Yeah. Doesn't matter. She was older than me.
It,
right.
Yes, it matters now and then. That's very pertinent to the story.
Well, more so then. I mean,
yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's okay. What I feel like I'm at. I'm at a point where it's now. Mm-hmm. It's been years.
Okay.
I believe that I'm somewhat of a grown-up.
Mm-hmm.
It's grown-up-ish,
mm-hmm.
You know? I think she's a grown-up. She's definitely a grown-up. And I'm at that point where it's like, I think I can shoot my shot, but I don't know.
With your old high school teacher.
If it's appropriate or not.
I mean, let's talk about what's appropriate, right? It's not illegal, right?
No. Right.
Okay. No, I'm more illegal.
Are you?
Sorry.
Right. So, I mean, what do you mean appropriate? Just the age difference or just the fact that she was your teacher at one point?
Both. Because I think the age difference, but then also the fact that she was a teacher and I was a student.
All right, so I'm putting myself in her shoes, and if I was a teacher, and a high school teacher, and some years removed, a student reaches out to me to date, that's going to be a hard no forever.
Really?
Like, that's just sorry, not sorry, but once you've been my student, you cannot be my lover.
So you save that. So you think she's always going to see him as the student and not see him for the mature Romeo that he is now?
I'm not saying she is. I'm saying if I was in her position, that's how I would see it. Mm-hmm. Maybe she's got a different take on it, and you should still shoot your shot. What's the worst she's going to say? No. But I'm just in that world. If I was a teacher, once you've been my student, you will always be my student, because students go back and visit teachers. I wouldn't be able to separate the two. Hmm.
What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think this is a little weird. I think you shouldn't really want to date somebody who had seen you in that environment, who once saw you as like a young kid and is now like having to flip the switch and see you as an adult now. I think it's a little weird. I would not be able to do it.
No. I feel like you might almost be better off if she doesn't remember you.
Like, no, seriously. Like, is there a chance that maybe you approach her as, like, this new... No, she remembers you?
Yeah, she remembers.
You okay. know that for sure?
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah. You cooked.
Okay. Yeah.
Listen, I agree with student with Kristen. I'd never be able to not see you as a kid. Like, I see kids who are 18 now, and I still look at them like they're 9. Like, it doesn't matter that they're 18. I knew you when you were 9. You're 9 in my head forever. That said, if anyone is going to succeed... I think you at 17, as the cusp of an adult, might have a slim chance. I would go for it. I would shoot your shot. You'll probably get shot down and told no, but I wouldn't let that hold you back. As long as you're respectful and you don't make it weird.
I'm going for it, family.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, why not?
How are you
going
to shoot, though?
Mm-hmm. You better spell everything correctly.
Right.
Get your math right.
She was my English teacher, too.
Oh, grammar check.
Yeah.
So I mean, really, what do you have to lose here? So I think that if I'm you, I just touch base with her and, you know, and make it seem like it's more organic than anything else, even though you have ulterior motives. But why not?
You just slide into the DMs.
I think so, because that's the thing. Like, I have to go. I think I got to approach her straight away into, like, I'm shooting my shot rather than, like, hey, like, I'm just a student visiting you back type of thing. It's more of, like, no, I'm going in for it, straight for the kill.
You're going for it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't bring up high school memories and you can't ask for help under the guy, like, talking to her under the guise of help or something. You got to, you're right.
You should. Like, I'm still having problems with English.
No, really.
Can you?
It's really not.
All right, now you need a public push, so you got to do this today.
Okay.
Report tomorrow. Homework assignment.
All right.
Okay?
All right.
Go for it.
All right.
Life is short, dude.
Shoot or shoot. The Burt Show.